My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today's topic is God is coming down to the earth soon. Hallelujah. How do you know this? By examining what is happening now, what has happened already, and what has been prophesied in the Bible, you will be assured that God is coming down to the earth soon. Almost everything prophesied in the Bible has come true, except a couple of things. The Bible has not been preached to the entire humanity, and the rule of the Antichrist has not started in the world yet. There will be lots of changes in the nature. The glorious coming down of God to Zion, Israel, and His righteous reign is prophesied throughout the Bible, starting from 3,500 years ago. But it is very hard for the ordinary minds to understand. I would like to walk you through this by reading lots of Bible verses. If anyone likes to write it down, you can do so. Please listen to the entire message so you get a full picture. Let us start. Praise the Lord. Antichrist and his rule. The rule of the Antichrist is prophesied in Daniel chapters 8 and 12. Daniel 8:14 says, his horrible rule will be for 2300 days, close to 7 years. Our regular sacrifice in the church will be abolished. We will not be able to go to church like we do today. Daniel 12:11. From the time that the regular sacrifice is abolished and the horrible abomination, that is statue of the beast, is set up, there will be 1290 days. In the beginning, the sacrifice will be abolished, and later the statue of the beast will be publicly placed and everyone will be forced to worship that. And from this time onwards to the end of his rule is the 1290 days. Daniel 12, verse 12. Blessed is the man who has patience and perseveres until the 1335 days. So between the 1290 days and the 1335 days, there is 45 days. So what will be happening within those 45 days? People who survive those 45 days will be very blessed. That's what the Bible says. What can happen? It doesn't say specifically, but I have the feeling from the Holy Spirit that the rapture can happen at that time, and also or the coming down of God to the earth will happen, or both will happen within these 45 days. What will happen at the end of these 45 days? This is up to our faith. We have to patiently wait. The coming down of God to earth, that time is not known to anybody except the Heavenly Father. There are hints of all these things in the Bible. 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 3 and 4. Let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of lawlessness, that is the Antichrist, is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes the and exalts himself above every so-called god or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God. So he will display himself as God. He will work out supernatural powers, but it's all fake because it's coming from Satan. Revelation 3, verses 16 and 17. During the time of the Antichrist, the devil will make it happen that everyone is forced to worship the beast and receive the mark of the beast on their right hand or forehead, which will be mandatory for selling and buying. The mark of the beast is 666. Those who refuse will be persecuted or killed. What are the changes in the nature? Matthew 24, verse 9. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light and the stars will fall from the sky and the powers of heavens will be shaken. A lot of changes in the nature. 2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its work will be burned up. Everything will be burned up. Let's look at the rapture. Matthew 24 verses 30 and 31. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and then all the tribes in the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. All his elect ones, the holy ones, will be taken to the heaven to join Jesus Christ. Okay, what's the punishment for the Antichrist and his followers? 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 8 to 10. Then that lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming. That is, the one whose coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. He will perform lots of wonders, and lots of people will start believing in him and will refuse God. But it's all coming from the devil. Revelation 14, 8 and 9. If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he also will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is mixed in full strength in the cup of his anger, and he will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. So those who take the mark of the beast on their hand or the forehead through a microchip will be punished by God. So what's the punishment for the devil for bringing all this to the humanity? Revelation 19, 20. And the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet who performed the signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Those two were thrown alive into the lake of fire, which burns with brimstone. So the Antichrist and the devil will be thrown into the hell. Before we saw that, the Antichrist will be killed by the breath of Jesus. Revelation 20:10. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Okay, let's see about God's coming down to the earth. It is prophesied throughout the Bible. I will read from a few verses. Revelation chapter 21, New Heaven and New Earth. And I like to advise everyone to read the entire chapter of Revelation 21. I'm not reading the entire verses here. 21, 1 to 3. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. Can you imagine all this sea disappear? And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. Hallelujah. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will be no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. So the heavenly Jerusalem with the heavenly Father and Jesus, the Lamb, are coming down from heaven. And there will not be any more pain or cry or death in this world. Only peace and happiness, something we have not seen in the world so far. Verses 10 to 12. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper. It had a great and high wall with 12 gates, and at the gate 12 angels, and names were written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. Nobody has ever seen such a precious thing like this heavenly Jerusalem coming down. It looks so costly and beautiful and precious, which no one has ever seen in this world. Verses 22 to 24. I saw a temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God had illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb, that is Jesus. The nations will walk by its light, and kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. So the presence of the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ will be lighting the whole entire earth, and there will not be any more sun or moon or any lamp needed for any kind of light. Jesus Christ will be the light. In John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Hallelujah. So we are going to see all that soon. Who all are in the heavenly Jerusalem? Let's see that. Isaiah 51 verse 11 says, Those whom the Lord has ransomed will return and enter Zion singing, crowned with everlasting joy. They will meet with joy and gladness. Sorrow and mourning will flee. Those whom Jesus has saved, whoever have find salvation in Jesus, that is the holy ones of Jesus. Of course, the baptized ones of Jesus and the holy ones of Jesus. Don't think that everybody who claims as Christian will be there. If you are not holy, you will not enter there, including me. Revelation 21:27. And nothing unclean and no one who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into it, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. So whose names are written in the book of life only will enter there. So are you going to be there? Think about it. Revelation 3:12 says, He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God. What's the name of that city? The New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. Revelation 20:4-5. Then I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received the mark on their forehead and on their hand. And they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection. So whoever got beheaded or persecuted or killed in the name of Jesus will be there. And this is the first resurrection, that the dead will rise, not all the dead. Only the saints, the holy ones of God, will be resurrecting at that time. That's the first resurrection. They don't have another resurrection. And the rest of the people who are dead and buried will resurrect only in the last judgment. Revelation 19:6-9, the marriage supper of the Lamb, that is Jesus. And I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, and like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of great thunder, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, has reigned. Let us be glad and exult, and let us give glory to him, for the marriage feast of the Lamb has arrived, and his wife has prepared herself, and it was granted to her that she should cover herself with fine linen, splendid and white, for the fine linen is the justifications of the saints. And he said to me, write, blessed are those who have been called to the wedding feast of the Lamb. And he said to me, these words of God are true. Hallelujah. And those who have made their linen white, that is the holy ones of God, only will enter there. Here we shall see the wedding feast of the Lamb, that is of Jesus Christ. It's not the kind of wedding we have in this world. It's a spiritual wedding. And it is considered that Jesus Christ is the bridegroom and the entire holy ones of all the churches, the bride. So they are all going to meet together in heaven, and there will be a big wedding feast. The heaven means the heaven down this earth. Psalms 45, song celebrating the king's marriage. That is 3,500 years ago. King David wrote this song celebrating the king's marriage. It also means the same wedding feast. Let's see, where is the heavenly Jerusalem coming down? It's on Mount Zion, a hill in Jerusalem. Psalms 132, verses 13 and 14. Yes, the Lord has chosen Zion, desired it for a dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I desire it. So in Zion, Jerusalem. Isaiah 51, verses 3 to 5. This is about the everlasting salvation for Zion. Yes, the Lord will comfort Zion and have pity on all her ruins, her deserts. He shall make like Eden, her wasteland like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of song. Gladness and rejoicing will be found in her, thanksgiving and a voice of praise. Pay attention to me, my people, and listen to me, my tribes, for a law will go forth from me, and my judgment will rest as a light for the nations. My just one is near, my Savior has gone forth, and my arms will judge the people. The islands will hope in me, and they will patiently wait for my arm. Isaiah 62, verse 1. For the sake of Zion, I will not be silent. And for the sake of Jerusalem, I will not rest until her just one advances in splendor and her Savior is kindled like a lamb, that is Jesus Christ. The future king of Zion. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 9, which was written around 520 BC. It says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and endowed with the salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt and or the foal of a donkey." Who is that? Jesus Christ, who came on the donkey on Palm Sunday a week before his crucifixion. This was really a miniature presentation of Jesus coming in glory in the future. It was prophesied in 520 BC. The beauty and glory of Zion. Psalm 48 verses 1 to 5. "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness." Beautiful for situation. "The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled, they passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away." When all the kings saw the beauty of the heavenly Jerusalem and how glorious and how powerful, they couldn't stand it anymore. They hasted and almost ran away. Isaiah 51, 1 to 16 says about the everlasting salvation for Zion. I'm not reading the entire thing. I'm just reading 51, 6 to 8. "Lift up your eyes to heaven and look down to the earth below, for the heavens will vanish like smoke." This is about the changes in the nature. "And the earth will be worn away like a garment, and its inhabitants will pass away in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my justice will not fail." Listen to me, you who know what is just, my people who have my law in their heart. "Do not be afraid of disgrace among men, and do not dread their blasphemies, for the worm will consume them like a garment, and the moth will devour them like wool. But my salvation will be forever, and my justice will be from generation to generation." The Christians have to face a lot of blasphemies and persecutions now, but don't be discouraged. That's what this verse is saying. Isaiah 52, 1. Rise up, clothe yourself in strength, O Zion. Put on the garments of your glory, O Jerusalem, the city of the Holy One. For the uncircumcised and unclean will no longer pass through you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Zechariah 8, verses 20 to 23. Yahweh in Zion, about the Heavenly Father in Zion. "Thus says the Lord of hosts, then the people may arrive and dwell in many cities, and the inhabitants may hurry, one saying to another, let us go and entreat the face of the Lord, and let us seek the Lord of hosts. I will also go, and many peoples and strong nations will approach, seeking the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to entreat the face of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days, then 10 men from every language of the Gentiles will grasp and cling to the hem of one man of Judea, saying, we will go with you. For we have heard that God is with you. A lot of people from all over the world will be rushing to get to the heavenly, get near to the heavenly Jerusalem. They cannot enter there, to come near to the heavenly Jerusalem to see the beauty of it. The righteous rule of Jesus in Zion. Prophesied 3,500 years ago in Psalms by David. Psalms 48, 10 and 11. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Psalm 50, 2 to 5. Right judge of Zion. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. This is an exhortation to gather all the holy ones of God. Psalm 67, 3 to 5. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. God will govern the entire earth. Psalms 68, 4 to 6. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Lord, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. God will protect the widows, the lonely, and the suffering. There will no more be any kind of chains or persecutions or cries. Psalm 68, 17 to 19. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Psalms 72, verses 8 to 14. He shall have dominion also from the sea to the sea, from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isle shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. In the Bible, we see that the king of Sheba bringing gifts to King Solomon. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. God will honor all the needy, all the poor, all the suffering, all those who are persecuted, the widows, and all those who are persecuted and put in chains now by the leaders of the nations and by the police and by people. There will not be any kind of injustice during the time of our Lord. Isaiah 2, verses 2 to 4. And in the last days, the mountain of the house of the Lord will be prepared at the summit of the mountains, and it will be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. And many peoples will go, and they will say, let us approach and ascend to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law will go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and he will judge the nations, and he will rebuke many peoples, and they shall forge their swords into plowshares, and their spears into sickles. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, neither will they continue to train for battle. There will not be any more wars no more weapons, no more training for battle, and they will all put their weapons down. All the law will come from Zion, from God in Jerusalem. Isaiah 11, 4 to 10, the righteous reign of the branch of Jesse, that is Jesus. Instead, he will judge the poor with justice, and he will reprove the meek of the earth with fairness, and he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and he will slay the impious with the spirit of his lips, and justice will be the belt around his waist, and faith will be the warrior's belt at his side. The wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the sheep will abide together, and a little boy will drive them. The calf and the bear will feed together. Their young ones will rest together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox, and the breastfeeding infant will play above their lair of the asp. And a child who has been weaned will thrust his hand into the den of the king snake. They will not harm, and they will not kill. And on all my holy mountain, for the earth has been filled with the knowledge of the Lord, like the waters covering the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse, that is Jesus, who stands as a sign among the people, the Gentiles shall besiege, and his sepulcher will be glorious. There will not be any kind of poison or poisonous snakes. Animals will not kill other animals or humans, and even a child will not be afraid of a lion or a snake. There will not be any kind of violence on this earth during the rule of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 32 verses 1 to 5. Behold, the king will reign in justice, and the princes will rule in judgment. And a man will be like someone hidden from the wind who conceals himself from a storm, or like rivers of waters in a time of thirst, or like the shadow of a rock that juts out in a desert land. The eyes of those who see will not be obscured, and the ears of those who hear will listen closely, and the heart of the foolish will understand knowledge, and the tongue of those with impaired speech will speak quickly and plainly. He who is foolish will no longer be called leader, nor will the deceitful be called greater. No one foolish will be a leader anymore. There will not be anyone with a speech impairment. Any disease people have, God will heal immediately. Isaiah 25 verses 6 to 9, the song of praise of the redeemed. This is about the song all the people within the heavenly Jerusalem will sing. And the Lord of hosts will cause all the peoples on this mountain to feast on fatness, to feast on wine, a fatness full of marrow, a purified wine. A big feast will be there in the temple of God. And he will cast down violently on this mountain the face of the chains with which all peoples had been bound, and the net with which all nations had been covered. He will violently cast down death forever. And the Lord God will take away the tears from every face, and he will take away the disgrace of his people from the entire earth, for the Lord has spoken it. And they will say in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have endured for him. We will exult and rejoice in his salvation. Hallelujah. There will not be any more chains, and no more persecutions will be there, and no more suffering for his people in the name of Jesus. Nowadays, hundreds of people are killed all over the world in different countries for speaking the name of Jesus. There will not be any more persecutions like that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 52 verse 15. He will sprinkle many nations. kings will close their mouth because of him. And those to whom he was not described have seen, and those who have not heard have considered. Every king, every Gentile, every person in this world will believe in Jesus Christ as God. He will sprinkle many nations. That is, he will sprinkle the Holy Spirit in all the people. Isaiah 61:11. For as the earth brings forth its seedlings, and the garden produces its seeds, so will the Lord God bring forth justice and praise in the sight of all the nations. Isaiah 62:2. And the Gentiles will see your just one, and all the kings will see your renowned one, and you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will choose. Isaiah 62:3. And you shall be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Isaiah 62:10. Pass through the gates, prepare a way for the people, make the road level, remove the stones, and lift up a sign for the people. There is a lot of hustle and bustle will be going on in that area, because crowds of people are coming to see the glory of God. Jeremiah 23:5-8. I'm not reading the entire verses. Behold, the days are approaching, says the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, and a king will reign, and he will be wise, and he will exercise judgment and justice upon the earth. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in confidence. And this is the name that they will call him, the Lord, our Just One. There will be peace, in permanent peace in Israel, which they don't have at present. Micah 5:4. And he will stand firm and feed on the strength of the Lord, according to the sublime name of the Lord his God. And they will be converted, for now he will be magnified even to the ends of the earth. In Isaiah 40, from verses 12-31, it says about the majesty of the Lord. I'm not reading that part. In Isaiah 35, whole chapter, 10 verses, it says about the joy of the redeemed, of the people who live in the heavenly Jerusalem. Let me read a few of those verses. Verse 2, the glory of Lebanon will be given to it, and the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Verse 5, then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be unstopped. There will not be any more blind or any more deaf people. All will be healed very fast. 6, then the lame will leap like a deer. No more lame people. And the tongue of the mute will shout for joy, for waters will break forth in the wilderness and streams in the Arabah. 7. The scorched land will become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. There will be a lot of water in unexpected places. 8. A highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the highway of holiness, the big highway leading to the heavenly Jerusalem, so all the people in the world can travel fast. Verse 10, and the ransomed of the Lord will return and come with joyful shouting to Zion, with everlasting joy upon their heads. They will find gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. There will not be any more sorrow in anywhere, any part of the world. Isaiah 65, verses 17-25. New heavens and new earth. I'm reading only a few verses. Isaiah 65, 17-19. For behold, I create the new heavens and the new earth, and the former things will not be in memory, and will not enter into the heart. But you will be glad and exult even forever in these things that I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem as an exaltation, and its people as a joy, and I will exult in Jerusalem, and I will rejoice in my people, and neither a voice of weeping nor a voice of outcry will be heard in her anymore. There will not be any more cry other than exaltation of the Lord. Verses 23 to 25. My elect will not labor in vain, and they will not bring forth in disorder, for they are the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their posterity are with them. And this shall be, before they call out, I will perceive, while they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will pasture together, the lion and the axe will eat hay, and dust will be the food of the serpent. They will not harm, and they will not kill on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. There will be a lot of healing happening all over the world. Another verse is about the river of life flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb in Revelation 22, verses 1 and 2. Then he showed me a river of a water of life, river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. So there will be the river of life, and on both sides of the river, spread out will be the tree of life, and it will produce fruits, and its leaf will be good for healing. So people have to flow to that place to get healing, get the leaves of that tree, so the entire people in the world will be healed by that. So there will not be any need of hospitals and doctors in those times. God will be there for us to heal each and everyone. In conclusion, I would like to read three more verses. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. Why? God has not come yet, because he is patient and merciful. If God comes now, a lot of people will be punished and destroyed and burned up. But God is waiting for people to repent. Revelation 22, verses 11 to 14. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy, and the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy still keep himself holy. Behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render every man according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city. God is first and last, the beginning and the end. Whoever washed their robes means whoever are clean and holy and baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and who keep themselves holy, will enter this heavenly Jerusalem. One last verse, Hebrews 3:16. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me. With this message, I would like to end this. But I would like to pray that may God help, guide, and bless each and every one of you with all this Bible information for preparing in a better way for the coming of God down to this earth. I pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.